今天我们的题目是我们应有的态度。
The topic for today's preaching is the attitude we ought to have.
那么那段经文是启示《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第十六节到二十二节。
Scripture is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 22.
我想这段经文是弟兄姐妹可能很熟悉的一段经文。
I believe that the scripture is a very familiar scripture.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十六节，要常常喜乐，不住地祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知讲论，但要凡事忏念，善美的要持守，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。
Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire, do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything, hold on to the good, avoid every kind of evil.
那么今天的经文是保罗在结束帖撒罗尼迦前书之前所给信徒的劝勉。
The scripture today is at the end of First Thessalonians.
那么这段经文里面，我们看到保罗提到关于信徒应有的态度。
And in the scripture, Paul had mentioned the attitudes that Christians ought to have.
存有一个正确的态度对一个基督徒来说是非常重要的事情。
To have the right attitude is very important to a Christian.
那么 Chuck Swindoll 曾经讲过这样的话。
Chuck Swindoll has said this before.
他说我年纪越大，我越感觉到一个人的态度对他生命的影响。
He said the older I get, the more I realize the importance and the influence of the right attitude.
他说态度比任何的东西来得更重要。
His attitude is more important than anything else.
他说这个态度比过去、比学历、比金钱、比环境、比失败、比成功、比别人的想法和看法来得更重要。
His attitude is more important than education, money, circumstances, and how other people think.
它能够摧毁或者建立一个公司。
It can break or build up a company.
或者一个教会。
Or a church.
或者一个家庭。
Or a family.
很值得我们去注意的就是。
And there's something that we must pay attention is.
他说我们每一个人。
He said every one of us.
在每一天里面。
In every day.
可以选择我们所想要的态度。
We can choose what kind of attitude we have.
我们不能够改变过去所发生的事情。
We cannot change the past.
我们也不能够改变一些人的所作所为。
We cannot change what other people have done.
我们也不能够改变一些不可以避免发生的事情。
We cannot change what is unavoidable.
但是
But,
只有一件事情我们可以做的。
There's one thing that we can do.
也就是选择我们所要的态度。
And it is to choose the attitude we will have.
那么从今天这段经文里面，保罗提到在生活里面应有的那种态度。
And in the scripture, Paul had mentioned the attitude we need to have every day.
他谈到三个态度。
He talked about three attitudes.
那么第一个态度就是讲到我们对这个生活那个处境那种态度。
The first attitude is towards life circumstances.
那么就是在这个经文十六节跟到十八节。
And it is from verses 16 to 18.
这里告诉我们要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
It says here, be joyful always, pray continually.Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
所以我们看到这个态度有三方面。
So we see three aspects of this attitude.
那么这两节经文告诉我们，在我们的生活里面要常常喜乐。
These verses told us that we need to be joyful always.
而且不住的祷告。
Pray continually.
而且在任何的环境里面，能够存着一个感恩的心。
And to give thanks in all circumstances.
因为圣经告诉我们，因为这个神是神在基督耶稣里，在我们的生活里面所定的旨意。
The Bible also tells us because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
那么圣经告诉我们要常常喜乐。
The Bible tells us be joyful always.
无论在顺利的时候或者不顺利的时候。
No matter if it is a smooth situation or if it is a negative situation.
或者无论在有困难的时候或者没有困难的时候。
Whether you're in difficulty or not.
都要喜乐。
You need to be joyful.
所以可能你会问，如果我遇到问题或者困难的时候，怎么会喜乐呢？
You may ask, how can I be joyful when I'm facing difficulty?
那么当遇到困难的时候，怎么会喜乐？
How can I be joyful when I'm facing difficulty?
那么喜乐跟快乐有什么分别？
What is the difference between joyful and happiness?
我们都知道喜乐是不受这个环境的影响。
We know joy is not affected by circumstances.
而且喜乐是从神而来的。
And that joy comes from God.
因为一个基督徒有神所赐给他的永生的盼望，所以他心中有喜乐。
A Christian has the hope of eternal life given by God, and therefore he has joy.
所以当保罗在腓立比书第四章第四节的时候，他讲到，你们要靠主常常喜乐，我在做，你们要喜乐。
And therefore, Paul said in Philippians 4:4, Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
所以当保罗在讲这句话的时候，他是在监牢里面。
When Paul said the sentence, he was in prison.
一个人在监牢里面可以讲喜乐是看起来不是不可能的事情。
So you see, it is not impossible for someone who is in prison to say be joyful.
所以保罗他被关在监牢里面是因为福音的缘故。
He was put in jail because of the gospel's sake.
保罗能够心中里面充满这个喜乐，我们刚才讲是因为他靠主喜乐。
Paul can be joyful while he's in prison is because he was joyful in the Lord.
所以一个没有相信耶稣基督的人不可能得到这个喜乐。
So a person who does not have Christ cannot be joyful.
那么同样的一个不投靠神的人也不能够得到这个喜乐。
And likewise, a person who does not know God or trust in God cannot have this joy.
因为喜乐是从神而来的。
Because joy comes from God.
快乐是受到环境的控制。
Happiness is controlled by circumstances.
但是喜乐却不受到环境好坏的影响。
But joy cannot be affected by circumstances.
那么哥林多后书那边讲到六章第十节这么告诉我们，保罗说：“是否是苦忧愁，却是常常喜乐。”
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10, Paul again said.Sorrowful, yet always rejoicing.
所以圣经告诉我们，一个人虽然是忧愁，但是心中还是充满喜乐。
So the Bible tells us, even though a person may be sorrowful, yet he is always rejoicing.
但是一个人心中充满忧愁的话，他不能够快乐。
But if a person is full of sorrow, he cannot be happy.
所以这个就是喜乐跟快乐的分别。
So you can see the difference between joy.And happiness.
所以我们不单要常常喜乐。
So not only do we need to be joyful always.
那么第二方面，圣经告诉我们要常常不住的祷告。
Secondly, the Bible tells us we need to pray continually.
所以常常喜乐跟不住的祷告有一种密切的关系。
There is a close relationship between being joyful always and pray continually.
所以一个人经常能够祷告的人，是一个能够常常喜乐的人。
A person who pray continually is a person who can rejoice always.
因为一个祷告的人是一个投靠神的人。
Because a person who pray always is a person who rely on God.
我刚才说过，只有一个投靠神的人，一个靠主的人才能够常常喜乐。
Just now I told you, only a person who rely on God can be a person who has joy.
祷告对一个基督徒是非常重要的事情。
Prayer is extremely important to a Christian.
那么祷告就是好像一个人呼吸一样。
Prayer is like a person's respiration.
然后使到他能够有生命。
It gives him life.
祷告就好像圣经诗篇二十三篇讲到，使到我们的灵魂能够苏醒。
And prayer is just like what is mentioned in Psalm 23 verse 3. It restores a person's soul.
而且走在神的义路当中。
And that he will walk in the path of righteousness.
祷告是我们的灵跟神的灵相通。
Prayer is a connection between our soul and God's.
那么以致使到我们能够明白神的心意。
It causes us to understand God's will.
然后使到我们能够行在神的旨意当中。
And then it causes us to walk in the will of God.
而不住的祷告是一种心理的一种心态。
So praying continually is an attitude.
那么祷告能够随时随地的发生。
And you can pray anywhere, anytime.
然后无论我们躺坐或者站坐或者走路或者开车都可以祷告。
We can be lying down, sitting, walking, or while you're driving.
但是你开车的时候，你千万不要把眼睛闭起来。
But as you're driving, you better not shut your eyes.
但是所以我讲祷告不一定要把眼睛闭起来。
So that's why I said when you pray, you do not necessarily have to close your eyes.
这个就是祷告不住祷告的意思。
And this is the meaning of praying continually.
所以一个不住祷告的人。
A person who pray continually,
那么当他看到周围所发生的事情,
as he see what is happening around him,
当他知道弟兄姐妹有需要的时候,
as he see the needs of brothers and sisters,
他很自然的就向神祷告,
he will pray naturally to God.
我鼓励你每天用一段时间来祷告。
I encourage you to spend some time every day in prayer.
那么除此以外也培养一个不住祷告的态度。
And also to cultivate this habit of praying continually.
那么不单要常常喜乐。
Not only do you need to be joyful always.
不住的祷告。
Pray continually.
那么第三方面，我们应该存着一个感恩的心。
The third aspect is to give thanks in all circumstances.
那么请注意，这三件事情是有连贯性的。
Please pay attention. All three things are connected.
然后一个常常喜乐的人，刚才我讲过是一个投靠主的人。
I mentioned before, a person who relies on God is a person who has joy.
然后一个投靠主的人是一个不住祷告的人。
And a person who relies on God also pray continually.
所以当这个人做到这两件事情的时候
，So as a person is able to accomplish these two things,
他是一个感恩的人。
He is a thankful person.
一个人不会感恩。一个不会感恩的人是一个非常抱怨的人。
A person who is not thankful is a person who complains.
我有个人，他的名就是 Dr. Dale Robbins， 他讲的这样的话。
Dr. Dale Robbins said this.
他说：“我以前以为人抱怨是因为他们有问题。
Before I thought people who complain is because they have problems.
但是后来我发觉到，这时候他们有很多问题，因为他们抱怨。”
But then I realized that they have problems is because they complain.
然后抱怨不能够改变过去发生的事情。
Complain cannot change what has come to pass.
也不能够使到那些情况好转。
And you cannot change the circumstance.
它只能够增加我们生命中那种挫折。
It can only cause more disappointment in our life.
它能够增加我们觉得不满。
And it causes us to feel uncomfortable.
而且并且能够时常经常让魔鬼在我们生命中留地步。
And it also gives a chance for Satan to work in our lives.
所以一个抱怨的人是一个很痛苦的人。
So a person who complains is actually a person who is suffering.
所以保罗在腓立比书第二章第十四节、十五节告诉我。
And so Paul once again tells us in Philippians chapter 2, 14 to 15.
他说凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无为，在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。
Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure.Children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe.
所以一个抱怨的人能够失去见证。
A person who complains do not have good witness.
只有一个感恩的人就好像一个明灯一样能够照耀这个世界。
Only a person who gives thanks is like a bright light shining in this world.
那么使到世人能够看到耶稣基督在我们的身上。
And this allows others to see Jesus on us.
我在念大学的时候，我参加一个大学团契。
When I was in college, I joined a fellowship.
那么团契里面有一位姐妹。
There was a sister in a fellowship.
那么她生下来就是身体有障碍。
She was born with handicap.
所以她必须坐在轮椅上。
So she has to be in a wheelchair.
所以带来给她很多很多不方便的地方。
So it caused a lot of inconvenience.
但是这位姐妹，我从来没有听过她抱怨。
But I've never heard her complain.
她不但没有抱怨，而且每次见到她的时候，她脸上都带着笑容。
Not only did she never complain, but every time I saw her, she always had a smile on her face.
那么使人感觉到她心里面充满了那种喜乐。
You can see the joy in her heart.
所以她的态度带给我来很大很大的鼓励。
So her attitude.Bring forth a lot of encouragement to me.
所以我想到我自己每天都有两个脚到处跑。
And so I remember I have two legs that can bring me everywhere.
我承认我经常都有抱怨。
I admit I complain.
但是我看到这位姐妹却坐在轮椅上。
But when I see her sitting in a wheelchair,
从来没有抱怨。
She never complained.
而且她每次见到她的时候，她脸上都带着笑容。
And every time when I see her, she is always smiling.
所以圣经告诉我们，凡事都要谢恩。
So the Bible tells us we need to give thanks in all circumstances.
因为这是神的旨意。
For this is God's will for us.
所以无论吃喝，我们都要存着一种感恩的心。
So no matter if we eat or drink, we need to be thankful.
所以圣经告诉我们，虽然事情不顺利的时候，虽然遇到困难的时候，也要感恩。
Even in a difficult circumstance, we must give thanks.
那么曾经有一位圣经学者，他的名字叫 Ray Stedman。
There was a theologian, his name was Ray Stedman.
那么他写了一本书叫做 Folk Songs of Faith。
He wrote a book called Folk Songs of Faith。
那么在这本书里面，他谈到一个人，他的名叫做H.A. Ironside。
And in the book, he mentioned there's a man called named H.A. Ironside.
那么 Ironside 这个人曾经是一个神学院的教授。
Ironside was a professor in a seminary.
他曾经在 Dallas 神学院教过书。
He taught in Dallas.
那么有一天 ，Ironside 在餐馆里面要用餐。
One day he was having lunch in a restaurant.
然后当时餐馆里面非常的多人。
And the restaurant was packed.
他买了食物，那么他就坐下来吃。
He bought his food and he sat down and ready to eat.
那么正当他要吃的时候，就有另外一位男人走过来说他是否可以跟他一起坐下来吃。
And as he was getting ready to eat, there was another man who came and asked if he can share his table.
然后 Ironside 就邀请这位男人坐下来一起吃。
So Ironside invited him to share his table.
然后他就低下头来。为这个食物祷告感恩。
So he bowed his head to say grace.
那么当他打开眼睛的时候，那位男人就问他。
And so as he opened his eyes, the man asked him.
他说你有什么不妥吗？是不是有头痛
？He said, Are you feeling okay? Do you have a headache?
爱因斯坦说没有没有。
Ironside said no.
那么是不是你的食物有些不对劲？
Is there some problem with food?
你把头低下来再看他的食物。
You bow your head looking at your food.
他说不是。
Ironside said no.
他说这个是我经常做的事情。
He said I do this all the time.
每次我要吃东西的时候，我都向神感谢。
That every time before I eat, I give thanks to God.
那个男人说。
The man said.
原来你也是其中的一个。
He said, "Oh, you are one of those."
那么至于我不需要感恩的。
He said, "As for me, I don't have to give thanks."
钱是我赚的。
I earn the money.
为什么要感谢别人
？Why do I have to thank others?
所以我吃的时候，我不需要感谢任何人。
So as I eat, I don't have to thank anyone.
食物到来的时候就直接吃。
So as I receive the food, I'm going to eat it right away.
他说安塞对他说。
安塞 told him.
他说我家里的狗也是这样。
He said my dog is just like that.
食物一到来就是。
He said as the food is there, he will start eating.
所以圣经告诉我们，这个是一个重要的态度。
So the Bible tells us this is a very important attitude.
我们在生活里面要常常存着一个感恩的心。
We need to be thankful in all circumstances.
常常喜乐。
Be joyful always.
不住的祷告。
Pray continually.
凡事谢恩。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里所为我们定的旨意。
For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
那么第二个态度，
The second attitude
就是我们对圣灵的态度。
Is our attitude towards the Holy Spirit.
那么十九节告诉我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
In verse 19, it tells us do not put out the Spirit's fire.
那么这节经文到底是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean?
圣经说，当一个人悔改归向耶稣基督的时候。
The Bible tells us as a person repents and accepted Christ,
那么圣灵就住在他的心中,
the Holy Spirit come and dwell in him.
那么圣灵就好像一小座的火在我们心中燃烧。
The Holy Spirit is just like a fire burning in our hearts.
那么如果要保持这个火的燃烧,
if we want the fire to continue,
或者要使它燃烧得更大的话,
or to make it bigger,
我们必须要与圣灵合作。
We must cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
来供应这些燃料。
To give fuel to the fire.
然后这些燃料就是神的话语和我们在生活里面的祷告。
The fuel is the word of God and also the prayer in our lives.
但是这个火也能够被消灭掉。
But this fire can be put out.
我以前一般住在乡下的人都是用煤炭或者那些木材来。起火了。
People who lived in the village use coal or wood to as fuel.
把木材或者那个煤炭把它燃烧起来不是一件容易的事情。
It is not easy to start a fire with coal or wood.
如果你年纪大的话，可能你经历过这个经历。
If you are elderly, you may remember this experience.
今天很方便哦，一到厨房里面一开就火就出来。
Today, we're very convenient because you can go to the kitchen, turn on the knob, and you have fire.
那么在早期的时候，我母亲也是用那个木材来烧饭的。
In my early years, my mother also used wood to cook.
她很有经验，她一下子就把那个火烧起来。
She's very experienced. In just an instant, she can get the fire going.
我记得我小的时候，我很喜欢玩那个火。
I remember as I was little, I liked to play with fire.
当母亲把这个火燃烧起来的。
And as my mother gets the fire going,
我就去移动这些正在燃烧的木材。
I will go and play with the wood.
有时候把那个火一下子就弄熄了。
And a lot of times I would cause the fire to cease.
后来就被挨骂。
And then I would get scolded.
同样的，圣经告诉我们，圣灵的火也能够被消灭。
Similarly, the Bible tells us the fire of the Holy Spirit can be put out.
换句话说，我们能够禁止或者阻止圣灵在我们生活里面的工作。
In other words, we can stop or prevent the Holy Spirit from working.
然后使到我们舍弃神在我们生命里面的大能。
And it causes to lose the power that God has in our lives.
所以当我们生活里面有罪恶的时候，
When we have sin in our lives,
那么圣灵的火就被消灭了。
The Holy Spirit's fire is put out.
而且使到圣灵担忧。
And it also causes the Holy Spirit to grieve.
圣灵会担忧的。
The Holy Spirit can grieve.
就好像我们知道不好的事情的时候，我们心里面感觉到担忧。
Just as we face something sad, we grieve inside.
所以当基督徒的生命里面有罪恶的时候，圣灵就感觉到担忧。
So as a Christian's life has sin, the Holy Spirit will grieve.
什么事情能够使到圣灵担忧或者不担忧呢？
What caused the Holy Spirit to grieve or not grieve?
让我们看这段经文在以弗所书第四章三十节到三十二节。
Let us look at this scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 30 to 32。
那么这里讲到，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
然后三十一节说，一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
And in verse 31 it says, Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
然后三十二节这样说，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕的你们一样。
Then in verse 32 it says, Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
所以直到圣灵单一的事情就是三十一节讲的。
And so those things mentioned in verse 31 are the things that grieve the Holy Spirit.
所以三十一节所讲的就是苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤和恶毒。
It is all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, and every form of malice.
所以这些事情都能够使到圣灵担忧，而且把圣灵的火消灭掉。
All these things cause the Holy Spirit to grieve, and it can put out His fire.
所以一个基督徒如果心里面存着苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹或者诽谤和恶毒，圣灵的火就在他的心中被消灭了。
So if a Christian is full of bitterness, rage, and anger.Brawling and slander and form any forms of malice, then the fire of the Holy Spirit is put out.
同样的，如果教会里面发生了纷争的事情
，Likewise, in a church, if there are arguments,
如果弟兄姐妹互相诽谤的话
，If brothers and sisters complain of each other,
如果弟兄姐妹心中里面存着那种苦毒、那种恼恨、那种愤怒，圣灵必会离开这个教会。
And if brothers and sisters' hearts are full of bitterness, rage, and anger, then the Holy Spirit is going to leave the church.
然后反过来说，不令圣灵担忧的事情是记在三十二节。
But on the opposite side, those things that does not cause the Holy Spirit to grieve are recorded in verse 32.
啊，这里讲到必要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕。
It says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another." Forgiving each other.
所以当这些事情出现在教会的时候，圣灵就不会担忧。
As these things happen in church, then the Holy Spirit is not grieved.
并且圣灵的火在教会里面会燃烧起来。
And the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit will be increased.
为什么有些教会这么复兴？
Why do some church have such revival?
神的灵在那些教会被高举起来。
And God's name was uplifted among them.
原因就是因为圣灵的火没有被消灭掉。
And the reason is the fire of the Holy Spirit was not put out.
而且在燃烧着。
And instead it was burning bright.
那么一个得胜基督徒的生活
The life of a victorious Christian.
或者教会的复兴
Or the revival of a church.
不是靠人的能力
Does not depend on manpower.
也不是靠势力。
Not because of man's power.
也不是靠人的天才。
Not because of the talent of people.
乃是靠神的灵。
But it is by the Holy Spirit.
因为在旧约圣经里面，撒加利亚四章第六节告诉我们。
In the Old Testament, in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6.
他这里讲，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠。
In verse 6, so he said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty.
在我们的生命里面，我们是否存着一个正确的态度？
In our lives, do we have the right attitude?
让圣灵的火燃烧在我们的心中。
To allow the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn in our hearts.
当圣灵感动我们的时候
，As the Holy Spirit touches,
我们不把圣灵的感动消灭掉。
Not to put out the touching of the Holy Spirit.
这个是第二个我们应有的态度。
And this is the second attitude we ought to have.
我们第三个态度就是我们对真理的态度。
The third attitude is our attitude towards the truth.
就是在二十节到二十二节。
And this is mentioned in verses 20 to 22.
这里讲到不要藐视先知的讲论，但要凡事切念忏念，善美的要持守，各样的恶事要禁止不做。
Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil.
我们对神的话语是否存着一个正确的态度？
Do we have the right attitude towards God's word?
我们是否对这本圣经存着一个敬畏的心？
Do we have reverence to the word of God, the Bible?
那么刚才那节经文讲到不要藐视先知的讲论。
Just now, the scripture said, do not treat prophecies with contempt.
先知的讲论是当时他们的经典。
The prophecies of the prophet, the prophecies from the prophet are the truth, the word they have at that time.
那么当时他们所用的就是旧约圣经。
And what they used at that time is the Old Testament.
今天我们有旧约圣经跟新约圣经。
Today we have both the New and the Old Testament.
所以这是我们的经典。
So that is our testament.
所以同样的，圣经告诉我们，我们不可以藐视这本圣经。
Likewise, the Bible tells us we should not treat the Bible with contempt.
什么是藐视？
What is treating the Bible with contempt?
藐视就是看轻这本圣经。
Contempt is to look down upon the Bible.
不看重这本圣经的话语。
Do not pay attention to what the word has said.
如果你有认识这些回教徒的话
，If you know some Muslims，
他们对他们的可兰经很看重
，They pay high respect to the Quran，
而且你从来没有看过他的可兰经掉在地上
，And you have never see them put the Quran on the floor。
但是我曾经看过一些基督徒把这种圣经拿来做
，And I've also seen Christians using the Bible as a seat。
这个就是藐视神的话语。
That is treating God's word with contempt.
你对圣经的话语所存的态度是如何？
What is your attitude towards God's word?
你是否相信这本圣经是神所默示的？
Do you believe that the Bible was inspired by God?
而且相信这本圣经是没有错误的。
And that you know that or you believe that the Bible is without error?
你是否有每一天用一段时间来看这本圣经？
Do you spend a period of time every day in reading the Bible?
我们对圣经认真或不认真，就表明我们对神真理的那种态度。
Whether we treat the Bible, how seriously we treat the Bible, will reflect how seriously we treat God's word.
那么这个态度就会影响到我们的信心和我们每天所做的事情。
And this attitude will affect our faith.And also how we live every day.
它也会影响到我们辨别是非那种能力。
It will also cause us to have the discernment between good and evil.
哪一些是对的事情？
To discern whether what is good.
哪一些是不对的事情？
What is evil?
哪一些是善美的事情？
What is good?
哪一些是有罪恶的事情？
What is sinful?
每一个对真理拥有正确态度的人。
A person who holds the right attitude towards truth.
所以他能够以真理来判断事情。
Can use the truth to judge.
那么对于那些罪恶的事情，他境界不去做。
For those who are evil, he will avoid it.
他只有持守那些善美的事情。
He will only hold on to what is good.
我们对这本圣经的态度如何？
What is our attitude towards the Bible?
我们是否看其他的东西或者？其他的事情比看这本圣经来得最重要。
Do we look upon other things more important than the Bible?
如果是的话，我们必须纠正我们的态度。
If it is the fact, then we must change.
在美国这个沙漠地带。
In the desert area of the state.
在就是有一些沙漠地带。
There were some desert areas.
会发现到。两种飞鸟。
There are two kinds of birds.
那么一个就是叫做土鹫。
One kind is the vulture.
另外一种就是 hummingbird.
The other one is the hummingbird.
我找不到 hummingbird 中文的翻译是什么，你们有谁知道
？Who knows?
蜂鸟啊啊。 就是那种有时候你看到很小很小的鸟，但是它能够在那边飞走，停留在那边很久。
It's a small, tiny bird that can fly in place for a long period of time.
它就是好像一个直升机在那边停留在那边飞很久。
They are like a helicopter that can fly in place.
所以当这个土鹫啊，当它在空中飞翔的时候
，As the vulture fly in the sky.
它所看到的都是在地上死去那些动物。
What he sees are the dead things on the ground.
而且已经身体已经腐烂了。
And those things that are already corrupting.
因为这是他所专注的。
The deteriorated things is what they pay attention to.
并且这个是他主要的食物。
And that is the source of their food.
但是这个蜂鸟，对不对？蜂鸟啊，这个蜂鸟却不一样。
But the hummingbird is different.
它不会理会这些已经在地上死去的动物。
The hummingbird does not pay attention to the dead things on earth.
它对这些又脏又臭的动物感觉到没有兴趣。
He has no interest in those things that are dead and stinky.
它所专注的就是在沙漠里面享受那些漂亮的花朵。
What he pay attention to are the beautiful flowers growing in the desert.
这些花朵就是那些又漂亮又香的花朵。
Those are the flowers that is beautiful and also fragrant.
这是它所专注的。
That is what he pay attention to.
那么这个土鹫呢，它的食物就是那个已经死去又脏又臭的动物。
The food for the vulture are those that are dead and also beginning to deteriorate and it stinks.
这些东西都是过去的。
These are the things that passed.
一切都是旧的东西。
Everything is old.
那么这个蜂鸟呢，它的食物是新鲜的。
But for the hummingbird, the food is fresh.
一切都是新的，而且充满那点生命。
It is new and it is full of life.
那么同样的，基督徒不是那个土鹫。
Likewise, Christians are not vultures.
它是那个蜂鸟。
We are hummingbirds.
因为它有丰盛的生命。
Because he is full of life.
因为它拥有那个永恒的盼望。
He has the hope of eternal life.
所以我们应当存着刚才我讲那个三个态度。
So we must have the three attitudes I've mentioned.
第一个态度，我们就是要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
The first attitude is to be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances.
第二个态度，我们就是不要消灭圣灵的感动。
The second attitude is to not put out the Spirit's fire.
第三个态度，我们就是不要藐视神的话语。
And the third attitude is do not treat God's word in contempt. Let us pray with one heart.
天父，我们感谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主帮助我们能够存有这三个态度。
Please give us these three attitudes.
让我们生活里面常常喜乐。
And that we can be joyful in our lives.
让我们生活里面不住的祷告。
That we can pray continually.
无论生活顺利或者不顺利，凡事谢恩。
Be thankful in all circumstances.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里所为我们所定的旨意。
Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
也让我们在生活里面不消灭性圣灵的感动。
Help us not to put out the fire of the Holy Spirit.
也让我们不藐视神的话语。
Help us not to place your word in contempt. We lift up every brothers and sisters in your hands. Please strengthen us. We pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.